Welcome to the Living in the Dark podcast. I'm your blind host, Emily. This is a podcast where we talk everything blind and even give real life experiences. Today, I'm going to tell you guys my story about being blind and growing up as a blind person and how it's affected me and some of my experiences and everything that I've been through, both good and bad. So first, let's begin by talking about my story. So what happened was when I was born, I actually got stuck and the doctor had to pull me out. But when he did this, he did it wrong and ended up crushing my skull, which left me with the cortical visual impairment. This eye condition is a very common condition and many people face it. Cortical visual impairment is the number one cause of vision loss for children in the US. It is also the leading cause of blindness in the US. It impacts up to 3.4% of kids. About 6.8% of children under 18 have vision loss, and 3% are blind. So first, let's begin by talking about some of my experiences growing up. So this doctor had told my parents that I actually wouldn't be able to see, hear, talk, or walk, which, I mean, I proved him wrong, and I think he's fucking stupid, but he didn't know what he was talking about, and I'm not sure how you can tell by when somebody's born that they won't be able to do any of that, but that's okay. So, growing up, I had to deal with a lot of different things that most children wouldn't have to deal with. The first time that I feel like I was really aware of this was probably when I was about 5 years old, and I had just started kindergarten, and I had to do some things different. For example, I grew up with having to learn Braille, and I had to go through those experiences and learning how to read and write it. I kind of had to learn a lot of other different ways of doing things because of this. I would see all of my friends growing up and having to learn how to read and write and print, but I was learning Braille and learning how to do other tasks in other ways because of my vision. And one thing that I should probably mention is that with my vision impairment, there is a lot of different types and symptoms that you can have. Most people with a cortical visual impairment, which is also called CVI for short, a lot of people can see brighter colors, whereas for me, I can't really see bright colors as well. I mostly see darker colors. Like, the best colors I can see is green and black. I'm not sure why my vision picked those colors, but it did. And I can usually only see things if they're right in front of me. And that's another aspect of having cortical visual impairment, is that we can't see anything off to the side. So I have no peripheral vision. So if you're ever on the side of me or anywhere that's not straight in front of me, I will not see you. And I can feel your presence just from knowing and from growing up, but I never really know if you're there, if I don't know this, or if you sneak up behind me and then go off to the side, I won't see you. So usually I just kind of know by the presence of it. And that's kind of what I realized when I was about 5 and in school and being around my other peers and learning to read and write Braille. Braille was really effective for me because I had another way of doing things. So this is like all I've known since I was 5 years old. I never really learned print. I kind of tried to when I was young, but it didn't work very well because it would have to be extremely large. And I couldn't even really see it then. Like, still to this day, I'm not exactly 100% sure how to write all of the letters. I know, I feel like I should be able to. I'm 22. It's a little embarrassing, but like, it's okay. I have kind of just grown to deal with it and kind of just living my life with it and learning about how to deal with it. After I started school and learned Braille and did all of that things, I had a lot of other challenges that come along with it. Like, for example, sometimes I couldn't do some of the things that my friends did. Like, when we would like play soccer or play football or any kind of games in gym, I couldn't really, like, I could do it, but I couldn't really do some of the parts. I'd have to have somebody helping me because I couldn't see the ball coming, or if we were playing really any other game, I couldn't really see what was happening. So I would have my para or somebody that would help me or a friend just tell me what we were doing. And that kind of sucked sometimes because it kind of made me feel like I was different. And as a little kid, I'm sure you guys all know that's very hard to feel different and know that you're different, but that there's nothing that you can do about it. It really sucked, but at the same time, it kind of gave me a different perspective on things. Although I went through those experiences, as I got older, I kind of grew up and I had some other experiences. Like, for example, one struggle that I really faced was when I joined show choir. So when I was in seventh grade, I joined the show choir team thinking that would be a great opportunity. I liked to sing. I thought it would be a lot of fun, but it was a lot of fun, but then I had this teacher, and he decided that he was going to kind of be an asshole and didn't decide to help me. I asked him to learn the moves, because in show choir, there's a lot of dance moves and stuff that we dance as well as sing. He decided that I didn't get to learn the dances. He basically told me that I would stand off to the side and have a tambourine that I would tap against my leg while everybody else danced around me, which I absolutely hated that. Like, I felt so ostracized, and it was a terrible experience. And I ended up getting out of show choir because of that. I went to a concert, and my parents had seen me going through that, and my mom and my sister were obviously pissed and thought that it was unfair and wrong, which I had told them that it was something that they probably shouldn't come to, because I didn't tell them what was happening, but I told them that they probably wouldn't like it once they got there, and then they didn't, and they had a meeting with the principal, and I ended up getting out of show choir, which I don't regret. Which, at the same time, though, it was really hard for me, because I am a person who's all about independence, and I hate when I have to quit things or stop things because of somebody else. But unfortunately, living in the blind community, this is something that happens a lot. Like, we always have people telling us that we can't do things, or that we shouldn't do things, or you're blind and you can't do this, you shouldn't do this, which is absolutely wrong. There's always a way. If there's a will, there's a way. And I definitely have experienced that. But then I've also had good experiences as I've grown up as well. I really liked to run. So when I was a freshman in high school, I decided to join the track team with my friend, and we ended up running together. Basically, what happened was I would have a tether, and she would, actually, we started out with a tether, but then we decided not to use that, and she would just run beside me. I really liked the short distance, so I would run the 100-meter dash, and I would kind of just have her off to the side of me, and we would always be in the first lane. Because one thing I forgot to mention earlier, I can see better out of my left eye than my right eye. I have 2600 vision in my left eye and 2800 in my right eye, which is really close to being completely blind, but it's okay. I can still see a little bit. And so I would run in the first lane, and she would run next to me, and we would always just run together. We'd practice like that every day in high school, and then we would run our meets, and this was always how it was. And this is one of the best experiences of my life. I love track, and I loved running, and I had such a fun time doing it. I was able to go to state my freshman and sophomore years, which was a lot of fun, and I just thought it was so cool being able to make it that far and being able to show everybody that they were wrong, because I felt like I proved a lot of people wrong, because there's a lot of people at the beginning that were questioning, saying, oh, I don't know if you can do that, you can't see, how are you going to do that? But I wanted to show them that just because you can't see doesn't mean you can't run. The only thing that's different is my eyes just don't see what you guys see. I can do everything else that you guys can do. And I think that was something that I really wanted to prove people wrong with. And I think that was very effective, and making it to state was probably one of my biggest accomplishments so far. And I had a lot of fun doing that. And I mean, I did experience some hardships in that. Like at the beginning, it was hard trying to figure out exactly what we were going to do, but I had great coaches and teammates that were always willing to help and make sure that I had everything that I needed. So I would kind of rely on them a lot, and they would always help me do whatever they had to do so that I could be successful. And then as I got older, I was kind of thinking about what I'd like to do for college, and I decided that I wanted to go a little bit further out. So I enrolled in Iowa Western Community College for my first 2 years. And another thing about me is I am big into sports. I love football, and really I'll watch any sport, but that's my favorite. So when I saw that they had a broadcasting program, I was like, oh, hell yeah, let's do that. I was super excited because I wanted to do something with sports, and I thought that that would be great. So I took classes for the first semester. I was in like 6 broadcasting classes, which was awesome, and it was a lot of fun, and I thought that I was doing really well. But then I had a meeting with my advisor the week before classes started just so that I could go over my schedule and get acquainted with where my classes would be, because I really wasn't sure. I had been at the campus and I lived on campus, but I didn't know exactly where everything was because it would only been my second semester. What happened was I had that meeting, and before the meeting, I had gotten a call from her asking if I could have the head of the broadcasting department. Meanwhile, I was in 3 of his classes, so he knew me very well. And then he decided to come in this meeting and basically told me without actually saying the words, because, you know, he can't. He was like, well, I think that you should maybe try to explore other majors because of your vision. This is going to be really difficult, and I'm not sure, like, with using the cameras and how this would all work, which understandably, I was fucking shocked at that point. I had no idea. Like, I was so blindsided, and I still, to this day, this man, it still, like, upsets me that he treated me like this, but I've grown a lot from that experience. But basically, he told me all of this, and then I decided that I probably shouldn't stay in broadcasting because, I mean, I like to persevere and get through everything on my own, with help, but I like to prove people wrong and not show them that I'm a quitter. But at that point, I didn't want to keep doing it because clearly if he didn't want me, why would I stay in there? He wasn't going to help me with what I needed to help with, which was unfortunate, but I decided to switch majors and ended up switching to English, where I've been a lot happier, and I ended up graduating from Iowa Western, which was one of my greatest accomplishments, and I got my associates and just did gen eds there. And I had some pretty good experiences there, but that experience kind of, I wouldn't say ruined it for me, but kind of made it not as great of an experience as I would have hoped. But then I transferred over to UNO, and I started in the English department, and I had a lot more help here than I ever did at Iowa Western, I feel. I had a lot of help at Iowa Western, but not to the degree that people are a lot more willing to make accommodations and do what I need when I'm here than when I was at Iowa Western, which I was very appreciative of. And I started my degree out in English, and I kind of did pretty well at that, and I really enjoyed it. But then I found out that I had to do a class in taking a foreign language, and foreign languages, I'm sure as everybody would understand, altogether sometimes can be very difficult, but especially learning it in Braille, because there's a lot of new, it's a completely different way of writing, and you kind of have to get a different mindset and learn a lot of different things to write it, because basically it takes all of the Braille that I know out of the picture and adds in a bunch of new things, and I just didn't want to do that. I learned a little bit when I was in high school, but I had a para there that helped me, and that was very, it was kind of successful, but then I knew that I wouldn't necessarily be able to do that when I was in college. So I talked to my advisor and ended up changing my major to multidisciplinary studies, where I could focus on English and journalism and psychology. I ended up having English as my major and journalism and psychology as my minors. And this is like one of the things with blindness that was very effective here, was that there's always people that are willing to support and help and make sure that I have every accommodation that I needed, because I'm sure that other people probably don't really necessarily think or know about this, but sometimes there's like a lot of different things with being blind that maybe you don't even think of that I probably need help, well, that I need help with that you might not. Like, for example, getting everything in alternative text or in different ways, and sometimes reading any kind of picture or writing, because I have a phone that has a thing called VoiceOver on it that reads everything on my screen to me, and it's very helpful, but it doesn't read certain things, sometimes like PDFs or other things it has a difficult time with, and I struggle with that, but luckily I've had a lot of accommodations and great people here that have really helped me and have led to me being very successful, and I think that that's great. So I'm kind of just going with what I, with journalism and psychology and English, and I think that overall, my blindness, yes, it has affected me, but it hasn't stopped me, and I'll never let it stop me. And that's kind of the main message that I want to get across, is that just because I have to do things different doesn't mean that I should be treated different or anything, because at the end of the day, we're all humans. The only difference between you and I is that you guys can see and I can't, and I think that that's very important for all of my listeners to know when they think of a blind person, is that yeah, we might need extra help, but we deserve to be treated equally. I hope that this will help listeners learn more about the blind community and about CVI and just things that I, as a blind person, go through every day. And I think that we're all the same. We just are a little bit different, but we all deserve to be treated equally.
That's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. Until next time, bye everyone.